back stretch, car side by side, three wide, headed into the checkers. Who's it gonna be? Now it's time for the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What is going on, boys and girls? Y'all know what time it is. Time once again for Three Wide with EG3. That is me, Eddie Greer III, host of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, of course, Cape World Truck Series, Xfinity, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series of 3, biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And tonight, Thursday, August 23rd, on this edition, we are going to solely focus our attention to the Truck Series playoffs, which begins this Sunday afternoon. And let me, before I even say that, let me double check that real quick. Here it is, Canadian Tire Motorsports Park. Yes, it is this Sunday, so wanted to double check that. Did not want to give you guys the wrong information, but yes, going down this Sunday on FS1 to kick things off. And Big D, thank you for joining me on late notice on this rainy Thursday afternoon / evening. And I know it's Sunday, this past Sunday, it was raining like crazy, and then today it doubled. Man, it's been raining like crazy here in the Little Apple of Manhattan, Kansas, and it looks like it's going to rain again at some point. But for now, it is hazy skies, cloudy here tonight, and approaching not much sunset, but approaching 6 o'clock here, Central Time, as I record this episode this evening, focusing on the Truck Series playoffs. But we got big news to unload here first before we dive on in to the 8 drivers competing for a championship. Jesse Owuji will make his first Canadian start in the Truck Series, not alone making his first ever appearance in the Cape World Truck Series. He'll be doing it with Rayum Brothers Racing. This was announced on Monday. Currently running select races for the Canaan Pro Series West and East Series and the ARCA Series Race Series. Lieutenant Owuji, who is, of course, still an active member of the U.S. Navy Reserves and a graduate of the Naval Academy, will pilot the number 34 truck for Rayum Brothers Racing in the Truck Series this Sunday afternoon. That was huge also, and that was kind of abrupt right there, but I'll roll with it. I'll roll with it here on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. But yes, this has been one of the kind of undermining news stories, if you will. I know we got Bill Elliott in the Xfinity Series coming out of retirement to run this one race, and another big story that happened just yesterday. I'll get to that in a moment, but Jesse Owuji obviously has been one of the more brighter stories this season throughout his unbelievable story of how he came into the sport, and obviously still doing work with the U.S. Academy. Big props, and anxious, kind of anxious to see what he's going to do in that 34 truck. Of course, I didn't come across his team, supposedly teammate, that would be Josh Rayum, who we have seen quite a bit here this year in the Truck Series. But yeah, definitely excited, really, on two accounts. Of course, Bill Elliott this weekend, and of course seeing African American Owuji get his road course on here. It's definitely going to be a challenge for sure, but I'm definitely looking forward to seeing him in action at 34 truck along with the start of the playoffs. Speaking of the big news, and of course, for those of you who are wanting to know more information on the Robert Wickens situation, I'll have that after the Dalton Sargeant news. And this, Dalton Sargeant, this was a complete shock in my camp right here. Dalton Sargeant out of the GMS truck here, going into only 7 races left, and Dalton Sargeant gets the boot, and oh and behold, back in the Truck Series, Spencer Gallagher makes his return beginning on Sunday in the truck series in Canada. Dalton Sargeant has been removed from the number 25 team effective immediately. The organization released a statement Wednesday confirming the 20-year-old's leave of the team due to an unfortunate circumstance. Until the issue is resolved or the end of the season at Homestead Miami Speedway, Xfinity Series regular Spencer Gallagher, who had his own issues here in the Xfinity Series himself, will pilot the number 25 entry. Of course, Spencer, of course, has obviously it's been documented earlier this year on the 3Wide podcast. He started with, of course, his own family racing. That is GMS Racing. We documented that earlier this year on one of the From Pit Road episodes. Again, that's been one of the bigger favorites on this podcast this year, has been the From Pit Road Edition episode. So you're going to have to go back and check that out if you have time this weekend. Of course, there's no cup action this weekend, so if you have free time in your hands, boys and girls, definitely encourage you to check that out. Of course, Sargeant released a statement thanking his partners and claiming his focus on next season. Sargeant made 16 starts in the for GMS prior to yesterday's announcement, notching 4 top 10s with a best finish of 3rd a few weeks ago back at the Tricky Triangle at Pocono. Gallagher, on the other side of the coin, has 59 Truck Series starts, 2 runner-ups, Gateway back a couple years ago, back in 2015, and of course Talladega, where he got his first Xfinity win early this year, but that finish for Gallagher came at Talladega back a couple years ago, back in 2016. Yeah, this to me comes as a complete shocker. And Dalton Sargeant, who ran well, who's been running good here over the past, what, 3-4 races, and now gets the boot. And of course, GMS Racing didn't want to explain why they kicked him to the curb. So it makes me wonder. I mean, this comes out of left field, if you will. Dalton Sargeant, of course, just missing the playoffs along with Ty Gillen and a few others in the Truck Series. So yeah, definitely puzzled and shocked that Sargeant is out of that ride. And of course, they bring over, of course, the poster child and Spencer Gallagher to finish up that ride. So definitely shocking news, at least for me, comes to this announcement. And of course, yeah, he came across, there was a note also on his Twitter feed, Dalton Sargeant Twitter feed, and apologizing. So definitely looks like a mistake was made by Dalton Sargeant. I don't know what it is about these young guys, you know, they get the opportunity, whether it's in the Xfinity Series or in the Truck Series, you know, to make something happen, and then a mistake, you make a stupid mistake or whatever it is. And we know Spencer Gallagher, you know, parting hard after the win, and then he got busted for parting too hard, and we don't know the situation of Dalton Sargeant. I'm not going to go ahead and say that. I'm like you, I don't know much about that situation. So, folks, that 25 ride is going to be occupied by another Spencer Gallagher starting in Canada here on Sunday. So, that was definitely a complete shock while reading that as well. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, 80 degree to 30 with the guys. Tonight, looking at the truck playoff beginning in none other than Canadian Tire Motorsports Park. North of the border on FS1 Sunday, throws it down 7 races until the season's over, obviously. And yes, I got my predictions on who's going to make the championship for and my champion. So, yep, that's going to be on the end of this episode. But turning our attention, oh, yes, thank you. So, Robert Wickens, turn our attention real quick on him for a minute or two. Robert Wickens, I came across an update on my Twitter feed yesterday, or it was last night. Either way, it was yesterday, and it appears to me that obviously more surgeries are coming his way. And yeah, excuse me, that was kind of weird there, hearing sirens in the background. So, I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, so that was kind of, maybe there's somewhat of a fire going on out there, or just emergency reasons right there. So yeah, a little breaking news here on the show. We're down here in the EG3 garage here, breaking down a truck series. But back to that was kind of a squirrel moment there, hearing that. That's kind of odd to hear that. But Wickens. Now, Wickens, of course, going into surgery is requiring multiple surgeries. And summarizing it, they have repaired some little bit of damage with the spine area. Obviously, there were broken ankles involved in this report. And, of course, the IndyCar series is going to be back this weekend at St. Louis here. That's like 5-6 hours away from where I live. They're going to be back in St. Louis, 3 to go, and the championship standings are heating up with Rossi gaining on Scott Dixon. And at one point or another, Scott Dixon had a huge-ass lead, not anymore. And Rossi is right there in striking distance. But for the would-be rookie of the year, Robert Wickens, it's going to be time. I don't know. I mean, yeah, definitely recovery time. I don't know when that it is, obviously, but definitely a scare. For those of you just tuning in to the podcast, Robert Wickens, if you missed it, was involved in a serious accident off the tunnel turn at Pocono Raceway, where he was battling Ryan Hunter Ray for a spot hard early in the race. The two of them make contact, and Robert Wickens hard into the catch fence and nearly cavalcading Ryan Hunter Ray's head. If you look at the replay, and yeah, it's some freaky stuff right there. So you guys, if I know it's maybe a little graphic for some people, but I looked at it a few times on last Sunday, and man, that had everybody in the motorsports world very scared. So definitely keep Robert Wickens and the fam in prayers at this time. So definitely, we don't know the recovery time. All we know is, obviously, the best news we can give is that he's awake and alert. So relaying that theme that I said on the post-race podcast on Monday night. So definitely keep him in your thoughts and prayers as he's going through this difficult time. So now flipping the switch over to the 8 truck drivers competing in the K-World Truck Series playoffs here in 2018. And we'll start from the bottom, work our way up. And of course, Matt Crafton. Status quo, barely getting in my book, barely getting in to the show. And with points earned in the top 10, he comes into playoffs with 2,003 points. And he hasn't gone this deep without a victory. It has to go back several years, 2012. And he has yet to obviously gain playoff points as well. Matt Crafton coming in here, 5 top 5s, 9 top 10s, 2 DNFs. And the thing that I'm looking to look at here, 53 laps complete. And no wins. And for me, honestly, I'm having a hard time moving Matt Crafton on through the rounds. And not only that, but getting to Homestead. I mean, yes, you know, you want to be steady going getting into the playoffs. But the playoffs is another whole entire world here. Matt Crafton knows how to win a championship. He's a champion of the sport. I've said it over and over. But if he's going to make any things sizzle off the grill in the playoffs, he's going to have to step it up another notch and find a way. Obviously, well documented, they switched manufacturers at the beginning of the year from Toyota to Ford. I don't know who made that call, but they have been struggling. At least this 88 team has, in my books. We'll have to see there. His favorite track is obviously that round of 6 when we get to Texas here. So we'll find out what happens. Matt Crafton from ThorSport will look to make some noise. And here is my dark horse for the playoffs here. I'm looking at this 24 bunch of Justin Haley. Comes into the playoffs at 2,009 points and got his first victory in the trucks at Gateway, but comes into the playoffs a little bit on the struggling side of things since winning that big race in St. Louis. His favorite track, according to NASCAR.com, that I wrote down here, like Crafton, Texas. And for this team to make the playoffs, huge for this team after missing the playoffs a year ago, got the one win, and they'll be looking to make some noise. This is my dark horse right here to go on a deep run. This team can get be consistent, run around the top 10 somewhere, and even that, make them, if they're around long enough, get in the top 5 and create some havoc. They're a team here that, in my book, can really make some noise. He's 33, back of Johnny Sauter, going into the opening race. Five top fives, including that win at St. Louis. 12 top 10s, one DNF, and he's led only 23 laps this year for this team. So, I wouldn't put it past him, man. I mean, 24 team, if this team can somewhat find their spark here, they're going to be dangerous here in the postseason. Thank you for tuning in for 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Eddie Gritter III. Here with you guys on this Thursday night. Moving along to Matt Crafton's teammate. That's the person of Grant Infinger. And oh, by the way, Haley, like Crafton, have no stage wins. But Haley, though, has to win, and Crafton does not. Grant Infinger, the number 99. The number 98 truck, he has been running better as of late as well, coming off of a couple top 10s, including a runner-up finish at Eldora, comes into the postseason, 2,011 points. Infinger is still looking for his first win of the year, and oh, by the way, this is his first postseason, along with Justin Haley. Infinger, also best track on the schedule for him, is Texas Motor Speedway, I keep saying 99, I don't know. That 98 truck, 31 points back of Sauter, 4 top 5s, 12 top 10s, key stat here, no DNS for Grant, 66 laps complete, and he's gathered up 11 playoff points. Of course, he's won a couple stages this season. If I remember correctly, I have down 3 stage wins for Grant and points from finishing in the top 10, 11. So yeah, that's huge for this number 98 team. And I'll put him in the same category a little bit in between Haley and Crafton. And, you know, you don't know which Grant Infinger is going to show up, but here in the second half of the regular season, and he has run really, really competitively. So I wouldn't put it past him either, but we'll have to see about that. So 6th, 7th, and 8th seeds all have Texas in mind. And of course, we're going to go through this schedule here. Only 7 races in the playoffs for the trucks, and definitely with some variety in there. But here is the 52 truck, Stuart Friesen. Friesen has been awfully running well this year, except when this team makes a mistake, they pay for it by not finishing where it's supposed to. But Friesen has no wins this year. 7 top 5s, 11 top 10s. You're looking at 2 DNFs for the 52 of Friesen. And this, he too, is his first appearance in the Truck Series playoffs. And the way NASCAR saw his favorite track was, or favorable track, I should say, I wrote down here, is Phoenix, where he has had an average finish of 12th in 2 starts at IMS. And let's refresh everybody that IMS is going to look real different when we get back there in a few months because of their whole restructure of the track. Ooh, it's going to be looking pretty fly when we get out west for that second to last race for all the series to set up the races for Homestead. But Stuart Friesen has been running really well this year and could easily have a win on his belt, maybe 2. But I mean, here in this case, winning is the name of the game, and this team, 52 team, can put it together here, a entire race together. They're gonna be tough to deal with in
these playoffs. Moving along now to Ben Rhodes, who was in the playoffs last year and was eliminated in the round of six. Ben Rhodes comes in at a total of 2,014 points. He's had an up and down season and yet got a win as home state of Kentucky going into this thing. Ben Rhodes, 28 back of Sauter. Five top fives, including that win, and only nine top tens. This team seemed to be snake bitten. Every time they run up front, something crazy happens to this team, whatnot, something wild, you know, either you hit the wall with a tire rub or engine or something mechanically failure happens. And if this team escapes that kind of danger, then Rhodes is easily a top five truck. There's no reason, you know, this 41 truck can be up there competing with the likes of Johnny Sauter, Brett Moffitt, and Noah Gregson. But Ben Rhodes, he's kind of, you don't know what you're going to get out of him, in my opinion. And we're just going to have to see what happens when we get to the postseason. Of course, he got his first win in a truck series last year at Vegas, which that's part of the first quadrant of races. So Ben Rhodes knows how to get around there, and he finished up there earlier this year, I believe. So definitely he has an average finish of sixth for Ben Rhodes. So that's a key track for him as we get started in these playoffs in the trucks. And now what I've been calling it all year long, ladies and gentlemen, the big three in the truck series, beginning none other than Noah Gregson of Kyle Busch Motorsports, 2,022 points. And Gregson has only one win. Only one win. That coming in Kansas City, where we were at earlier this year, where Gregson whooped up on the truck series field that night. He was untouchable that night. Noah Gregson, only one win, six top fives, including that win, 12 top tens, two DNFs, 475 laps led this season, seven stage points, or stage wins, stage points, whatever you want to call it. It's, of course, those 22 playoff points as well. So, and Noah Gregson, it was mentioned in the broadcast last week that Kevin Harvick said that if Gregson's going to be a part of the big three, he's got to start running better. And yeah, you know, Gregson, he's kind of a wild card also because he didn't look very good at Bristol either. Struggled off the truck, things like that. And Kyle Busch, he's not afraid to call out the drivers saying that they're allergic to victory lane. Noah Gregson, easily, all these stage wins he has, only one win, Big D, one win. And you're shaking your head, yeah, one win. I mean, as strong as Kyle Busch's horses are in the truck series, you gotta think, you know, he's gotta have at least more than one win. I mean, he hasn't due to maybe poor execution or just scared to go up there and lead. And we know he can go up there and take stage points. That's the key. And obviously, you know, the stage points don't stop with the playoffs. It continues on and on. You win a stage point, that point carries you, possibly the homestead. So those points automatically carry with you no matter what. If you win a race, those points pay off as well. For those of you just joining us on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, stage points, you get one. So there's usually two, obviously, stages. And then you have a third stage, which basically is the rest of the race. So if you win one of those stages, you get an automatic playoff point. And that automatically adds to your points. And then if you win a race, you get five. And that's huge. 5 points get you in. And this is the name of the game, folks. If you don't know, it's playoff time in the trucks. And soon it's going to be playoff time with the Cup Series with two races to go. And the Xfinity still has quite a bit of regular season battle to go. But they have an intriguing battle in the regular season standings. But winning is the name of the game here. Noah Gregson can be consistent here and try to be more aggressive here. This team has a chance. This is no reason really why Kyle Busch Motorsports, they have been in the Final Four really since its existence. There's no reason, unless bad luck strikes this team, that this team should be in the Final Four at Homestead. Kyle Busch Equipment, Toyota, they got the whole thing rolling on his best track. Obviously, his first win a year ago came at Martinsville, so that's why I really think he can be a big threat. Brett Moffitt, 2,027 points going into the playoffs. He's 15 back of Johnny Sauter. Obviously, 4 wins this year. He's had a big-time season this year. Atlanta, Iowa, Chicago, Michigan. He's done it all. The 26-year-old is poised to make a run in the playoffs, and this is the Mr. Last Lap Pass for the lead, for the win, in my book. And he, too, this is his first appearance in the postseason. We have about half the field. First time in the playoffs, so we'll see if that has anything to do with it as we hit a Roar course to open up these playoffs. And Las Vegas, according to NASCAR website, is the favorable track for the 64 Hattori Racing. And to round up his stats real quick, 8 top fives, half of those are wins, 8 top tens, a DNF, 173 laps led. That's kind of a miss. With all the winning he's led, obviously he's led late. He's Mr. Late Fourth Quarter in my books because he hangs around, and then when he's around either in third or second, he seizes the opportunity to go snag wins and steal wins. And he stole a couple of them, of course, like MIS, Michigan. And, of course, he's only won one stage win, but those wins are so huge. 27, and you top on the points that he finished in the top 10 that add on with it as well. So this team is kind of the, I'll put it in the John Hunter Nemechek team scheme of things. You don't know which team's going to show up. You know, the team that can run up front and then come snag it for you at the end, or run badly or get off the truck badly and then struggle the whole entire weekend. So for Hattori Racing, in my book, they should have made the playoffs last year with Ryan Truex. They did not, thanks to a tiebreaker, but they have broken through this year thanks to a hot star in Brett Moffitt. And yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if this team would make it all the way to Homestead. And last but not least, your championship postseason leader going into this thing, Johnny Sauter of GMS, the champion of 2016. Johnny Sauter, 5 wins this year, and that includes rallying back at Bristol. Of course, the season opener at Daytona, Dover, Charlotte, Texas, and another favorite for the NASCAR people that they put on this list, Texas. So that's almost really 3/4 of this field looking forward to Texas. But Johnny Sauter, he's a bulldog. I tell you, he don't want nobody win. And it definitely showed last week at Bristol, running down John Hunter Nemechek there at the end of the race there to seal the deal. And if not for the Brett Moffitt pass, we'd be probably looking at a 20-point lead, but instead a 15-point advantage to separate him and Brett Moffitt. And looking at Sauter, he's been kind of what I've been saying all year long, Big D, all year long, folks, that he's the quote-unquote Kevin Harvick of the Truck Series, even though Noah Gregson has led more laps than Sauter does, but Gregson only has that one win. Sauter has 5 wins, 398 laps led, 12 top fives, 13 top tens. He has only 2 stage wins all year. He won the regular season battle, 15 added to that, along with his 5 wins. And he boasts a playoff point high, 42, going into Canada this weekend. Johnny Sauter, I tell you right now, I cannot shake, you know, Johnny Sauter being out of the Final Four Homestead. It's just too much. He's been there the last 2 years, and there's really no excuse if something catastrophic happens with this race team to be in the battle once again in Homestead. But Johnny Sauter, his driving style, his ability to not quit, it's just astonishing, especially, you know, with all this, the rising of this young talent going on, the 21, a champion, and looking to win his second championship in 3 years, looking to get back to Homestead Three Wide continues with EG3. That's me, 80 Grid III. Thank you for joining us this evening on the Truck Series Special. And now, the quadrants. So, we're beginning in Canada, north of the border this week. Then a couple weeks later, in September, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, which is a mile and a half track. And then another wild card in Talladega the next month. So, these races are spread out, obviously, because of the Cups and Xfinity schedule. But this first quadrant, a road course, mile and a half, and a play track. Two wild cards at that. So, you're talking about possibly, if the strategy don't play out in a road course, you getting screwed. And then a mile and a half is your normal mile and a half. And then you go to Talladega where you get caught up in a big wreck. You can possibly be done for the plus, especially you hang around outside a cut line. So for these guys who have no wins, maybe a Grant Infinger, a Haley, or Crafton in there, you got to be, and you might well throw in from fourth to eighth spot here, really separated by 11 points going into the playoffs. So you screw up early and get caught up in a wreck late, you're done. There's no getting around that. So this first round is going to be really intriguing. This kind of reminds me of the Cup first quadrant with a mile and a half short track and in that crazy ass Roval that everybody's been raving about. It's going to be a crazy ass race. We've been talking about that all year long, and there's no changing it now. So the trucks you're looking at. The Canadian road course and the mile and a half, and then you're looking at Talladega. Whew, those two monsters right there at that. So these drivers have got to get off to a good start, and we'll have to see what happens, which cars play out there. And of course, the second quadrant after elimination of Talladega, you got Martinsville, Texas, that everybody's favorite track in the playoff field, and the reconvented ISM Speedway. Man, I can't get this. So let's just say the rejuvenated Phoenix Raceway, if you will. The new look Speedway to be the deciding factor of the Final Four at Homestead, which, of course, obviously, Homestead needs no introduction. So Martinsville is interesting at that. Noah Gregson gets around there pretty good. And in Texas, everybody's favorite track, it seems like. And then Phoenix, where crazy things have happened. We saw it last year. Cut line. I think he's Matt Crafton. He, Austin Cindry, and a couple others get involved in that mess that really kind of shook things up a little bit. So, there's nothing can get past him. So, we'll find out and see what it is. But, yeah, man, you got first-timers in this mix here. Friesen, Infinger, Haley, and Brett Moffitt. That's half the field. I believe it's Gregson's first playoff also, if I read that correctly. I got to go back to my notes that I just read. Yes, it is. Yeah, so that's almost over, really. Half this field's first appearance in the playoffs. We're going to see who's mature enough to step up in the spotlight and get the job done. And here in a minute, my predictions to who's going to make Homestead and my champion. And before I do that, let's just get it in right now. Follow me on Twitter at 3Wide_FastEddie. Again, at 3Wide_FastEddie. And then, of course, Facebook is still the EG3 show. We're going to leave it like that for the rest of the season. So you want to check the Facebook out as well. Yes, you know, you're asking why you're not going to change it. Well, Facebook's being difficult, so I don't really want to mess with that too much. But you still check it out. We will have post updates from this weekend, including what we talked about earlier, Jesse Wucci and Bill Elliott. That is going to be really exciting. I'm really looking forward to that. And Podcast Central, as usual, 3Wide with EG3. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all those and more. You know what it is. If you're a follower on iTunes, if not, we're deep in the season. You better get on it. iTunes, definitely subscribe to the podcast. add it to your podcast week, your weekly dose of podcast, and yes, subscribe, leave us a rating and review. That definitely helps us out. And of course, yep, he's got it right there. Big D's on top of it. Join the movement on the EG3 podcast, 3-Wide EG3. Don't want to miss a moment. You definitely don't want to miss Road Course Weekend with the Xfinity Series in Road America in the trucks doing battle in the playoffs up north of the border. It's going to be something this weekend. And for once, I don't know what's going to happen, especially with the road courses. You just don't know what's going to happen, folks. So definitely, again, 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Get it on your podcast. At it, baby. You know what it is. 3-Wide EG3 rolls on. Eddie Gray III here with you guys on this Thursday evening. Getting you guys pumped up for the playoffs this weekend. All right, folks. Now it's time to dial it down to my four. Final four at Homestead and my champion. All right, so the first elimination race is Talladega, and all that jazz, all that comes with it. You know what it is, Big D. You just don't know what's gonna happen here. And my first two who are gonna get eliminated. I saw this on Lap Traffic's feed earlier this week. I didn't comment on it yet, but you know, Matt Crafton's one of them. I cannot shake Matt Crafton for whatever reason, you know, a champion, but he has not showed that elite speed, that race winning speed we'll have all year. And I don't think it's going to change really unless something crazy ass happens at the road course this weekend. Other than that, I think Crafton, especially with the points difference, I just said it, 11 points separate fourth and eighth spot, in a mistake, especially early, can really take you out of this game real quick. I think the 88's out of it. And for me, this was really the hardest spot in this decision right here. But I got to go to that 98 truck of Grant Infinger. I think Motorsports is three and out. I mean, for what it is, I know Infinger's going to be his first appearance. I mean, we've seen crazy crap happen. But those two, they will not advance to the round of six, which that leaves, of course, the big three, Stuart Friesen, Justin Haley, and Ben Rhodes. I'm moving them forward on into the to the round of six. Now you fast forward it to the Phoenix, the new look Phoenix, and I'm just going to do it like this. The final four, who's going to make it out of there? Johnny Sauter, already mentioned that, already said that. And for what it is, everybody's talking about in the Cup Series, Big D, everybody, the big three in the Cup Series ain't going to make it. All of them are not going to be at Homestead. Well, I'm going to say the same thing here. I just think, you know, something crazy eyeball is going to happen. And the big three in the Truck Series, they're all of them, they ain't going to make it to Miami. And the one I don't have on here, and this was definitely a hard decision to make for what it is, you know, for the hero, the late last lap heroics that he makes up, Brett Moffitt, he will not make it to Homestead. You heard it right here on the 3-Wide podcast. You heard it right here first. Brett Moffitt will not make it. For what it is, it was hard because, one, Noah Gregson gets around Martinsville well. So does Johnny Sauter. Johnny Sauter gets around all these tracks well. And Brett Moffitt struggled at Martinsville earlier this year. He might have a shot at Texas. And the wild card for this team right here is Phoenix. If they struggle out of the gate, they're going to have their hands full. Moffitt will be left out of the dust when the field of Homestead. And these are just predictions. These are mine, so. And saying that, Gregson is in. He and Sauter will be the two that make it into the final four. And you'll be surprised at my other fourth pick. I got Stuart Friesen getting the Homestead. Yep. Stuart Friesen. He's showing speed. I told you this at the top. They put this thing together here, folks. I can't see a reason why. And got good veteran crew chief and Tripp Bruce. I don't see why this team can make a run to Miami. I really think they got a shot at this thing. The 52 truck makes it. And here's this, folks. I got Justin Haley making it to Miami. Yep. Drop the mic on that. Justin Haley makes the Miami. And you know, one of these things, if these playoffs are unpredictable, and I got a Cinderella for you. That 24 truck, they get their stuff together here, can make a run to Miami. I think Justin Haley is the upset card here and gets to Miami, which leaves Ben Rhodes out of the Final Four. And he made it to the six last year, like I mentioned earlier in his broadcast tonight. But and for the second year in a row, Ben Rhodes, for all the reasons I said earlier, for whatever reason, that 41 truck, you know, as strong as it should be, they should have probably a couple more wins this year, but something crazy ass happens to them almost every other week. I think that same thing happens, and Ben Rhodes doesn't make it to Miami, which leaves my 4, the 21, the 18, the 24, and the 52 trucks. Stuart Friesen, Justin Haley, Noah Gregson, Johnny Sauter make it, and my champion. Oh, man, I have to hate to say this for you guys, but again, when it's all said and done, experience is key in this thing. And for what it is, Mick Rose, my co-host, who's on here on Monday night, says we both have Stuart Friesen making it, but he has Stuart Friesen winning the championship. I do not, and I'm going to stay, as much as I want to stir up the pot here for an upset, Johnny Sauter, he's all but business. I can't pick against that, so I got him as champion this year in the truck series, going for a second in 3 years. And with all the resources they have, GMS, Kyle Busch Motorsports, and of course Brett Moffitt. But at the end of this thing, I think Sauter, that winning attitude, that thing he, Joe Shear Jr., know how to win a championship, those guys, they bring it back to GMS Racing at the end of the year and get it done. So that's my champion right there. I'll hang my hat on that. But again, folks, that's my predictions for this year's Cape World Truck Series. For what it is, BD, we've seen some crazy, you know what, in these playoffs, and you just don't know. And definitely the unknowns, we're about to find out on Sunday afternoon, see what happens with these guys. Again, the entry list for this race, for the Chevrolet Silverado 250, which includes Jesse Wuji, Spencer Gallagher, Cody Coughlin, and others. And Alex Tagliani, a Canadian native, will be in this field. And oh boy, would they love to see Alex Tagliani win. They have been so close to seeing him, Tagliani, in the Xfinity Series. But here, in this instance here, Tagliani will have a clear opportunity to set the tone and to go out and win a race for in front of his hometown people. Harrison Burton returns to the 51 after being sick last week. Bolin Mestis in the other Kyle Busch Motorsports Park here. And if you have not listened to the interview of Jennifer Jo Cobb Racing, you might want to do that also. Obviously, I'm recording this now on Thursday night, but that will be posted tomorrow morning, and this preview will be posted tomorrow night. So if you listen to this, if you haven't already, you might want to get on that. Very good stuff. And I'll let you know right now, there's a little bit crappy audio coming from Jen's end from the interview. But all in all, it was very good stuff to learn more about Jen. And also, we had a 2-for-1. We had not only Jennifer, but her teammate for this weekend from Germany coming over to run his first ever Cape World Truck Series race and his first start at Canadian Motorsport Tire Park. That and the person of Justin Kuntz making an appearance there from Germany. So we talked to him a little bit as well. So definitely bonus coverage on a 3Y NASCAR podcast. Get on that. Jennifer Jo Cobb and Justin Kuntz talk to us on the 3Y NASCAR podcast. So definitely get on that if you have not already. So both of these episodes will be posted tomorrow. Cannot wait. Beginning with the interview, bonus interview, and then follow that up tomorrow evening. We'll have this preview show up tomorrow afternoon at some point. So definitely before the weekend. So definitely get your tailgate on with the 3Y NASCAR podcast. Y'all know what time it is. And we have a scheduled interview again next week on Throwback Weekend. And, oh, man, I got lucky on this one. Definitely lucky on this. If I got lucky with the Jennifer and Justin situation, I really got lucky with this. And I kind of mismanaged this a little bit. But somehow it worked out, and we're in for a treat here on 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Cannot wait for that interview next Tuesday. It will go up probably next Thursday or Friday, probably the same time what I did with what I'm doing with this interview with Team Cobb. So there's that, folks. And Big D, we gotta wrap this up. We hungry. We gotta go eat. But ladies and gentlemen, that is a wrap for another edition of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Thanks, Big D, for coming over on short notice on this wet Thursday night here in Manhattan, Kansas, the Little Apple. I'm Eddie Greer III saying thank you guys for joining us on this special Camping World Truck Series playoff preview. And you know my four drivers and champion now, so, but hey, it's like March Madness, baby. We don't know what's going to happen, especially in his first set of races. But folks, thank you again. Cannot say enough. Thank you for tuning into this episode of 3Y NASCAR Podcast. We probably will talk to you at some point, maybe on Saturday. We'll have to see my schedule is. If not, definitely be back. And definitely, we will definitely have a post-race podcast Monday night. We're looking back at the first race of the Truck Series playoffs and talk about Bill Elliott in that Xfinity Series race in Road America. It's going to be something. But for now, Big D, we got a close-up shot of trucks heading to Canada. First race of the 2018 playoffs. Let's go trucking. We'll see what happens. Who's going to take it? Man, I cannot talk. Who is going to take the flags first in the postseason? Will it be a playoff driver, or will it be somebody? Will it be a hometown favorite, or will it be somebody random? We'll leave it like that, baby. Thank you once again, folks. Another thanks. And let's get out. Let's wrap this up. 3Y with EG3 is a wrap. We'll talk to you next time on the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Y'all know what it is. We out.